On July 20, 1969, I was 13 years old. That Sunday afternoon, I was on the back porch of my house listening to an Atlanta Braves baseball game on the radio. The baseball game broadcast was interrupted by a news flash. I then heard the famous words from Neil Armstrong, "Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed." Now, most everyone over 60 years old or so can remember where they were when Apollo 11 landed on the moon. 6 hours later, with an estimated 650 million people watching on television worldwide, while Buzz Aldrin waited his turn in the lunar module, Armstrong opened the hatch, came down the ladder, and set foot on the moon. But between the landing on the moon and Armstrong and Aldrin walking on the moon, something else occurred inside the lunar spacecraft. It was an event, unfortunately, at the time got virtually no publicity. I didn't read about it until decades later. One of the first acts performed on Apollo 11 after first landing on the moon was a celebration of communion, the Lord's Supper, by astronaut Buzz Aldrin. You see, in 1969, Buzz Aldrin was an elder in a Presbyterian church in Houston, Texas. There he requested and was given a communion kit from his pastor that he took to the moon. Now, I don't know about you, but I find the story very inspiring. Here was a man 240,000 miles away from Earth, involved in one of the most monumental achievements in the history of humankind, having the forethought to take the time to honor Jesus Christ, the creator of the very moon he was visiting, for what he had done for all of mankind 2,000 years prior on Earth. The words of Neil Armstrong uttered that night, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," are certainly memorable and legendary. However, friends, brethren, shouldn't the words of Jesus Christ be more immensely meaningful to us? Buzz Aldrin read several scriptures that night, and he read these words of Jesus, quote, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me will bring forth much fruit." That night, in 1969, 240,000 miles away from Earth, an American astronaut stayed connected to the true vine, the Creator, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the words and the works of Jesus Christ. We thank you that no matter where we are or what we have happened in our lives, nothing can separate us from His love. Amen.